I think every year, regardless of if you have success or not, you have to evolve your game. You can be the number one offense in the league, and people are going to study the number one offense. And if you just try to just take that playbook and just repeat it the next year, you're not going to have the same success. Or if you are, you're playing the odds right there. And so a big thing for us this offseason is, hey, what were we good at? How did teams attack us? We have to continue to improve on that. We can't just be like, hey, we were good with that. We'll be good with that next year. But we have to find ways to get better. And we obviously weren't good enough last year. And it's, hey, is there some motions that we can mess with? Some pass schemes? We got some new players. What are some concepts that we didn't run last year? Can we do it now?
Well, Mr. Joe Brady with exactly what you should say about an offense that was great. Sure, it was great. Wasn't good enough because we didn't win.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there's some things we could do better. Maybe we need some better players.
I think you said absolutely we could get better. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that from Mr. Joe Brady, who we expect to talk to on Monday. Joe Brady also wearing an Everybody Eats hat.
Yeah. I have one problem with his Everybody Eats hat.
What's
it's
that?
Not that he has an Everybody Eats hat.
Is it that it's a khaki hat?
Nope.
What is it?
It's that it says EST 2024. I am, like, annoyed by the assertion that Everybody Eats as a concept was created last year when they had offenses in 2020, 2021, and maybe less so 2022. But those first two years of Diggs, Beasley, and Brown.
Everybody ate.
Everybody ate.
Yeah, they threw it everywhere.
Gabe Davis should say EST 2020.
It should not even say – well, whatever. The use of it as a rallying call established 2024. There are also lots of teams that do it. Like the Eagles do that too, you know. Anyway, love that from Brady on having a great offense. And like, congratulations, work harder. That's really what his message. Oh,
yeah.
You were number one last year. Congratulations, it's this year. Like, the Lions were number one last year in offense. The Bills were number two. Congratulations, work harder. Like I think I had said a couple times coming into camp, what will the message be about camp? About the year? And I like that from Brady quite a bit. He also defended Keon Coleman a little bit, talking about his intelligence, his work ethic. You know, he said, I'm a little higher on Coleman than I think a lot of people based on some of the questions I've been getting.
Yep.
And, you know, there are people going to ask questions about Coleman because, in part because the Bills are not using him the way that the general scouting community thinks he would be best used.
Right.
So as long as that's happening, I think you're going to get those questions, and you might not even see the best version of Coleman himself, but can the Bills turn that into, you know, the number one offense and being as good as they can? Those things don't have to be at odds.
Right. So there is some breaking news in the NFL. The Jets are practicing early this morning, and Justin Fields carted off practice, and they ended practice for the offense for the day. There are more details in the last minute. The Jets were running through team drills. Fields went down, stood back up, sat down again, limped off the field very gingerly to the trainer's table where they were working on, it looked like, his right foot and ankle area.
Okay.
And then he couldn't walk from the table, so they had to cart him to the locker room.
Okay, so.
And everybody in the Jets world is freaking out about the potential of it being something Achilles related.
I'm glad this happened in day two because it is important to remember it is cart season.
Fields, carted off isn't what it used to
that's
be.
Right.
Yeah,
Fields
that's right.
are sometimes far away.
Right.
Like, oh, you're limping. Why don't we just drive you there?
Significant limp, though, I will
okay.
say.
Okay.
This one says significant limp.
Okay.
No, you're right, though. You're right. Sometimes just walking gingerly, whatever, let's take the cart. This one, though, most of the Jets reporters that I'm seeing are like, this one doesn't look good.
Okay.
But coach will talk after. Could end up being not as bad. Or, again, like, I mean, Aaron Rodgers limped off the field with an Achilles injury. And I think that's probably why Jets people are fearing it, because they just saw their starting quarterback 2 years ago limp off the field, and then he was done for the season. Their backup, by the way, is Tyrod Taylor still, if you're wondering.
Oh, watch Joe become a Jets fan before your eyes.
No,
Jets fan. Before your very eyes.
But listen, I'm just saying, watch out.
You'll have a Tyrod jersey by the end of the week.
No, I can't get a Jets jersey.
No.
Their jerseys stink.
That's right.
They've never had good jerseys.
You know what stinks about the Jets? The Jets font stinks.
Like the Jet J?
The font looks like it's stuck in a, I don't know.
It looks like it's a plane. It's like a plane, right?
It's bad. It's a bad font.
Is it worse than the new Packer helmets?
The new Packer helmets,
I actually
you haven't
like
seen
the
those.
Helmets.
The new Packer helmets are, what if you played Madden and picked leather helmets to wear, and they painted leather helmets on a helmet? That's
right.
The
right.
new Packers helmet, which is, I mean.
I think they actually look pretty good. I think they look sharp when they're on the players.
Okay, but
when
a
you
problem.
See them without
there's,
the players, I feel like for some reason I don't like them.
There's one
much,
problem.
What?
The Packers don't own the rights to leather helmets.
I know.
I
but
know. They're saying, we're old. We get it. But
if anybody.
Any team can wear those.
Okay, then wear them. Anybody go. Could the Bills wear them?
Sure.
They had leather helmets, right? But does anybody have claim to historic and old stuff more than Green Bay? I mean, they are, you know.
I mean, the Giants wore, like, leather-colored pants.
The Giants kind of wore. Could the Giants probably had, like, a colored leather helmet, didn't they? Isn't that kind of what their throwback was last year?
Yeah, kind of.
Or the Steelers. The Steelers might have had yellow leather helmets.
Right.
Did they color leather? Did everybody color leather? Or was it just like, was everyone wearing the brown leather?
You know what?
I don't know.
It's a great question.
The Packers also wore, with Rodgers as their quarterback years ago, a similar throwback.
Yeah.
But they didn't have the texture on it. And these ones look way better.
Well, technology has advanced to a state to make it look like the helmet's leather now, I suppose.
I guess. So I'm into them.
All right. 803-0550. Fields carted off the field.
Significant limp, right foot ankle injury.
Would they trade for a quarterback? Or, wait, Tyrod Taylor has the opportunity to do the funniest thing ever.
Win the division?
Break the two longest droughts in NFL history. Right? I don't know if they're the two longest.
But
what if he broke the Jets drought?
He would be.
Let's make a
he
deal.
Would be, he would be. He would have to be nicknamed Droughtbreaker.
Let's make
forever.
A deal right now. If Tyrod is the starter and gets the Jets to the playoffs, he goes to Canton.
Oh, goes to Canton. I was going to say put him on the Sabres.
Put him in the Hall. sign him to the Sabres. That's funny. Tyrod. Would they trade for a quarterback? Cousins?
Well,
we got a break.
Cousins or Tannehill?
Is he still active?
I don't know where he is. He didn't play last year, right? So, those guys are not better than good enough better than Tyrod to warrant trading for him.
Yes, they are.
They are?
Yes, they are.
Cousins could not move last
He's
year.
He's better than Tyrod by
right
a lot.
Now?
Yes.
I don't know if I agree with
100%
that. 100%
yes.
Cousins stunk last year.
He's better than Tyrod.
I'm not sure about that.
Tyrod's 8 years older from what you remember.
Tyrod can move.
All right, break time. Extendo Sports and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up on WGR.